Before we begin the keynotes, just some words of introduction. Last night we mentioned the concept of the Bechiyum Adoros, the fact that this is an idea that's brought in the Sfasemes, that anything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us and we show that we don't really appreciate it, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes it away. That's the Sfasemes writes. And that's the idea that we lost the Shekhinah. And so that's about things that we have already. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could take them away if we don't show that we don't appreciate our appreciation. But then there are things that we don't have yet. Not the things that we have, the things that we don't have, the things that we're missing. So the Maral Miprag, he explains Pshat in the Chazal, Kolom Sabel al Yushalayim, Zocha Varoa V'Nechamosa, that anyone who's Misabel al Yushalayim, so will ultimately merit to see the redemption. And he explains the following, that we know there's a concept, Reb Chaim Volozhiner brings it down, Hashem Tzilcha. Hashem takes his lead from us. However we act, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu follows our lead. So the Maral explains like this. The person has the attitude that I have what I need. We're not missing anything. So if that's our attitude, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, then fine, that's what you hold. I hold that way also. And then I don't have to give you anything more. You have what you need, so we'll maintain status quo. But we don't need any more. But if we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that no, that we don't have everything we need. We really need more. We need a Beis HaMikdash. We need the Kohanim Bavodosam. We need Yushalayim Bibidyona. We're not satisfied. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if that's what you hold, then I'll follow in suit. And Kinas are saying, that we're saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we have a Chisaron. We have a Chisaron. So Hashem says, if you have a Chisaron, then I'm going to be Mamale the Chisaron. And that's why Haroish Mesabal Yishalayim shows that you have a Chisaron. And then Zorach HaVarov Nechamosa, because Lishitoscha, you show you have a Chisaron, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will memale the chisaron. Several summers I spent in Brookline, Massachusetts, in the Kollel. One of the summers, the late Dr., the father of Rabbi Tversky from our yeshiva, the late Dr. Isidore Tversky Zatzal, spoke in his shul. And he said that the idea is the whole year round, we're mistopic with what we have. We say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, we're okay. But this time, it's not the attitude. Okay, so we're always mitzapeh for the gula, etc. But the day of Tisha B'Av is the time to articulate that we're not mistopic, that we're missing. We're missing things. We're missing things from basic Yiddishkeit, from basic kiyum mitzvahs that we're missing. So Rabbi Willig always says in Maharsha Kolol, we're in the aftermath of the Holocaust. So many potential Talmidei Chachamim, so many potential Gedolim that we lost. And we're still suffering that loss. And that's what we're going to say, the keynotes for the Holocaust towards the end. We have to show to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we care, that we recognize a loss. It's not that everything is okay. That's why we're mekonin. We're mekonin. And we say, and that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Hashem Tzilcha. Hashem follows our lead. And that's why we spend these hours this morning on Tisha B'Av, because as we mentioned yesterday, Tisha B'Av is not only the time of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, but the Medrash Eicha says it's the time of the creation of Mashiach. Medrash says that there was a somebody who was plowing his field, and the animals were making their noises, and an Arab came by, and he was able to determine, he had some expertise in determining what the animal was trying to say. And he said to the guy, to the fellow, he says, stop working, your Beis HaMikdash just was destroyed. And then, so he said, and then a little bit later, he said, he heard the animal making the noise, and he said, no, continue working, because the Mashiach was just created. And that's what Rav Tzadok HaKohen says, every generation on Tisha B'Av is a creation of a potential Mashiach, a potential Geula, if we're Zoche L'kach. If we're Zoche L'kach. Unfortunately, we have not yet been Zoche L'kach. But that's the idea that we're saying these kinos. Kinos are not only the tragedy of the Beis HaMikdash, the Crusades, all different things that happened throughout the generations up to the present Holocaust. That we're saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we realize that we're lacking. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we pray to you that if we make this statement and show that we really believe that we're lacking, you should hopefully replenish what we're lacking. And that's what Maharal Miprag says, that a person sees B'Sabal Yushalayim Be'ez Hashem Zocha V'Ro V'Nem Chamosah.